You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we head towards the midterm elections in November, we'll be having a series of short conversations with statewide candidates, each one focusing on one issue, this time around literacy. We've talked with GOP gubernatorial candidate Bill Schuette, with the Democratic candidate Gretchen Whitmer. Today, we welcome the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Bill Gelineau. Bill, the latest MSTAP results came out last week, and more than half of Michigan's third through eighth graders failed the English language arts portion of this assessment test. Tell us, what is your plan to improve literacy among Michigan students?
Well, I think part of that is just how we improve our schools in general. And one of the things that's been difficult over the last few years is just where do we find the funding that's necessary to do the things we want to get done? And we have this great debate between, you know, raising taxes and hoping that the economy improves enough that we have the resources to do the things that we have to do. And so, you know, I've looked at where we're at and said we need to make some hard choices about what we're going to do in this state. So if you go to our website, which is cometogethermichigan.org, you'll see that we've said that we would make some changes in our expenditures so that we can bring as much as $750 million into our school system. At the top of that, the thing that I've identified as something of great concern to me is the fact that when I went to a really good public school in Michigan, we had about three times as many counselors per student as we do now. And so often it's a matter of identifying children that need the additional help. And that's really, I think, where the problem begins, is that we've created such an administrative problem. You know, MSTEP, of course, is part of the Common Core plan. And that, of course, has got its own controversies. And so what I've looked at is really empowering teachers to have the resources that they need in the classroom so that children are able to stay on pace. I don't like this idea of making general assessment, whether it be third or fourth or fifth grade, as a group. We really need to drill down to individuals. And the best way to do that is to make sure we empower the teachers to have the resources to be able to help individual students.
So you say that you would make some changes that would bring $750 million into the schools. Where would that money come from?
Well, right at the top of the list, as you know, marijuana legalization is on the ballot. I've gone as far as to say that what we really need to do is retroactively go back with the legislature and clear people's names and actually take people that are in prison. You know, we've got about 30% more people in prison, and it's something I've spoken previously on Michigan Radio about, than our surrounding states. So if you look at Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, they've got about 30% less people in prison per capita. And by making those reductions, corrections, unfortunately, is the single biggest line item in the discretionary budget, over $3 billion. And so by a number of remedies, by being able to just cull that population back with reasonable resentencing and alternative sentencing guidelines, we could free up a lot of money so that our schools can have the resources that they need.
So legalizing marijuana, and are you saying using revenue from that as well?
Well, you know, that is part of the law. I'm not a big fan of excise taxes. I think that leads to additional underground activities because the price is too high. But it's certainly part of the solution, where over time our prison population can be brought down. And I don't know that most people, if you look at what are probably around 16,000 people that don't need to be in prison at $45,000 a bed. Some of those people, I have very strong connection in mental health as well, and some of those people need additional resources in community mental health programs. But by using the prison programs where we've locked up just a lot of people who don't need to be there, we're depriving the public from having the resources to do the things that it's designated to do. And education is right at the top of that list.
I reviewed your campaign website, Bill. I saw three issues featured, none to do with education. And then on the platform page, when I went to the Michigan Libertarian Party, education points including separation of school and state and supporting measures that enhance the choices available to parents, so charter schools and tax credits for private school tuition and homeschooling, no random drug test or locker searches without probable cause, repealing compulsory attendance and truancy laws. So as I looked at that platform, how does that address the fact that Michigan students are in the bottom tier of states when it comes to reading skills and other performance metrics?
Well, again, when we group everybody together, you do get those averages and numbers that look like that. I think what's really disappointing is it depends on what zip code you live in. some public schools are operating at very high levels that have very high functionality. I think what we need to figure out is what kind of resources we can bring to bear on those districts that don't have those options. I do want to address the fact you talk about options. Parents really do need more options. And, you know, something that it's not meant to be a joke line, but I really believe that, you know, even in a phony democracy, people should get what they want once in a while. And when you look at the fact that home, you know, whenever we open up another charter school, they're almost instantly on a waiting line. And that should tell you something, that there's a lot of dissatisfaction in how the public schools are treating kids and the options that are available to those parents to find solutions.
Bill Gelinow is the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate. Thanks for speaking with us, Bill.
Thank you so much for the time.